I'm Jim Dewey with today's Ag Feature. Last Thursday, USDA released its August World Agricultural Supply and Demand Report and its Crop Production Report. Bloomberg News agricultural policy reporter Alan Bierga says some of those production numbers took people by surprise.
It caught a lot of people by surprise. I mean, the USDA still lowered its forecast for what these crops were supposed to be producing for corn and wheat. The thing was, is people were expecting the crops to be a lot lower than they actually came in, and that really made prices plunge on the markets.
Why do you suppose those numbers were so different? Is USDA not taking into account something that other people are?
Well, when I was first looking at those numbers, my immediate reaction was, okay, I guess the crops are doing better in this weather than we thought they were going to. And then I started looking at the state numbers for, say, Illinois and Iowa, and it occurred to me, no, actually, the crops are actually struggling as much as we thought they were going to. And then I started looking a little bit more in the fine print. And what I saw was there are forecast record yields in corn crops outside the Corn Belt. You're seeing really strong production, you know, in places like New York and Pennsylvania and Mississippi and Alabama. And, of course, none of those are major corn growers. But, you know, you add them all up, and they have enough of an impact on the market that they can throw the numbers off from what people were doing and when they were making their forecast, you know, looking at Iowa and Illinois and Indiana, which is what people always do. You know, you forget that corn is grown nationwide. And when you get outside the Corn Belt, a lot of these minor producers are having pretty good years, and that's enough to make the national number not as bad as people thought.
So making up for some of the losses, although not quite going to measure up to what we had last year.
Well, to make that point, you know, I was joking with somebody yesterday, you know, about how, you know, Mississippi, for example, is having a record yield. And so, you know, how if you have one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, how many of those equals in Iowa? Well, somebody figured it out, and it would take 25 Mississippis to equal one Iowa. But still, you know,
right,
it is an increased crop, and it does change the number.
Let's take a look at soybeans, too, because they're predicting record yields again for soybeans. And we've seen, what, record number of acres producing soybeans this year.
Yep. And you know, there, of course, what it's all about is the timing of the growing season. And a lot of people outside agriculture don't understand how important this is. You know, the August WASDE is always very, very important for the corn crops, but in some ways I almost feel like September is more important for soybeans just because of the timing of the growing season. You know, a lot of the problems with the heat and places where some rains were too heavy and such, that's all a corn story. Soybeans is still doing fairly well, and of course, you know, as you said, the acreage mix is already such that you have a record amount of soybeans, so that crop is still looking pretty robust.
That's Bloomberg News agricultural policy reporter Alan Bierga. Tomorrow morning, we'll hear more about the August WASDE report and how it may or may not be affected by international trade. That's today's Ag Feature. I'm Jim Dewey.